plastic. It's a movie, Cold War, I wear truth. Everything will be all Gucci if y'all niggas was adding Gucci. Right. We the elite. The elite,
yes,
this shit is just too sweet. All y'all niggas obsolete. How y'all copping can compete when you that nigga then can see?
No
spewing too much tea, so I suggest you take a seat. Cause we be a win, pop off nigga.
Yes.
Son get popped on nigga.
Why?
Cause we'll open our shop.
Okay.
And you'll get dropped on nigga. My pen game's another zone. This rash shit in my fucking bones. A lot of y'all are my sons, cause Papa was a Rolling Stone. It's sad to see. But I ain't teach y'all nothing.
I did it.
These Mustangs invincible, so Papa gotta teach them some. Place it fire and see him get dragged on. Shadowy to the death of me, so bear me with my tags on.
Yes.
Flame said it's album time. Sweet said, give him bars. So I'ma play this game because my house win when I'm pulling cards.
E-L-I-T-E, welcome to the enterprise. We is how you boss up. We entire franchise. Took the game monopolized. How y'all gonna check me? Toast to the best beat. Spitting on like Brett's E-L-I-T-E. Welcome to the enterprise. We is how you boss up. We entire franchise. Took the game monopolized. How y'all gonna check me? Toast to the best beast. Staying on like Gretzky.
D.O.P. Hazy Z. Yeah, you niggas heard of me. So elite, it is my creed. Run up still, I watch them bleed. Second lanes is not a game. Hockey sticks when I shoot the puck. Magic when I push the rock. Six leaders when I push the start. Drippy with that ism. Couldn't see me with the prism. My money long, my team is strong. Nigga, what the fuck you think? Stock exchange, no pocket change. Not bouncing checks, I'm folding banks. My credit card stretching a yard card. Monty, yeah, I'm switching cards. Get your dollars up. I'm cryptic with the bingo. Double up for re-ups. I'm cryptic with the lingo. Rip the stick, pit bulls. Money ain't an issue. Bitches crying, man, they lying, dying like they miss you. I'd rather stack paper, hand that bitch a tissue. My money making moves, even when I'm snoozing. My niggas making moves, so why your niggas losing? Freeze frame the game. Waldo, did I lose you?
E-L-I-T-E, welcome to the enterprise. We is how you boss up. We entire franchise. Took the game monopolized. How y'all gonna check me? Toast to the best beat. Spitting on like Gretzky. E-L-I-T-E, welcome to the enterprise. We is how you boss up. We entire franchise. Took the game monopolized. How y'all gonna check me? Toast to the best beat. Spitting on like Gretzky.
Peter Sausalito, I keep a bad broad Coliseo. To keep you high like she a kilo. I call plays like Bobby Petrino. And she gon' run that rap. Bad and bougie, I'm amigo. Boys crazy, call me CeeLo. Of course I want the dream. Of course elite team. Of course it's not a dream. And I don't play no games. Well, unless it is 2K. And they ain't doing shows unless it's wide to the bank. It hit like Bobby Boucher. Black and brown be doing things. I'm fresh, charisma fresh. Just every day I'm fresh. They hate it cause I'm blessed. Okay, my turn up next. They say they want it in a project, move up on the check. And that must involve a check. I know I got them by the neck. Once everything's complete, to catch the deuces from the jet. I know you heard this song elite. I bring the strings up automatic. And if they ain't elite, say you a hater, you can have it. I'm a maggot. Yeah. So.
And she said Rock Creek. I'm like, cool. But first you need to choose on the pig. She hopped in my whip with a couple of G's.
Alright.
Rolling uptown, run my grandma way.
Grandma way.
Grab a little something, then we hitting the blade.
We hitting the blade.
Never let a sucker nigga get in the way.
Get in the way.
Getting a little sucker while I'm hitting the J. I'm feeling fly as a motherfucker mackin' around.
Mackin' around.
Real P Rice top Mac of the
top
town.
Of the
fast star honeys, ain't no slackin'
ain't
around.
No slackin' around.
Posted on the block, never backing me down. Feeling jiggy on a bitch in my fresh outfit.
Fresh outfit.
Big booty hoes bring the checks out quick.
Checks out.
She shows up on the first round pick.
Uh-huh.
Pete, get the money, keep my sweatpants
bitch, it ain't nothing.
You dig? I be stepping out on the scene and shit, you know what I'm saying?
It ain't nothing.
Fresh 95s on, you know what I'm saying? Air Max that is, you
tell
know?
Bitch, it ain't nothing.
Two in the afternoon, sunny day. Tricks came out to play.
It ain't nothing.
I'm saying pimp parade, you know what I'm saying? Even chucha bus, bitch. No time. It's brand
brand new.
Yeah.
Tan on the sand. Pull up on a hoe, what it's gonna be?
Talk to him.
By life, huh? Money in the street.
Money in the street.
Get into it, little baby, don't sleep.
Don't sleep.
Highline, got the whole show lit.
Yeah.
Peter Hustler, got two for the fifth.
For the fifth.
Top shelf, white bitch for the low.
Huh?
Alley Cat Raps, welcome to the night show.
Bitch, it ain't nothing.
And that's just how we do it on the G-side, you dig? Fly homes, riding chrome.
It ain't
dropping
nothing.
On three phones, you know what I'm saying? Hoes reach when I speak, you know what I'm saying?
Celebrate
the issue with me. They keep that shit discreet, cause they know this pimpin' is low key.
Bitch,
you know
it ain't
my
nothing.
Hoes never get cold feet, cause bitch, this me. It's pretty motherfuckin' warm, you dig what I'm saying? You better ask somebody, bitch. You either church or your motherfucking bus.
Lean, right, right, lean, let go.
Stay down from the bottom, yeah. My loyalty runs deep. I know you gotta feel me. I put in work, what's the problem now? I don't owe you no favors. This my life, I gotta make, yeah. Some gon' love me, some gon' hate me.
Don't hate me.
And it all makes sense to me.
I woke up this way. It's only questions. Look, young boy doing what he gotta do. And you ain't gotta show me love, but you see the move. Blowing marathon, listening to hustle. Got a million on my mind, so let's get to hustling. No days off, I gotta put in work. Rather be my own boss, but I know it's worth. Yeah. Go hard, never second guess it. Player hate, never that, that ain't been the message. Build my brand up, homie, until I get the leverage. Stack them bands up, homie, until they reaching heaven. I keep something bad to keep me entertained. LV bag, gave her a couple francs. Then she made that back and put it in the bank. She know the boy no fraud, I even tell her thanks. I keep the game 10 squared and it's on everything. So it all makes sense, say that
stay
I elevate.
Down from the bottom, yeah. My loyalty runs deep, I know you gotta feel me. I put in work, what's the problem now? I don't owe you no favors. This my life, I gotta make, yeah. Some gon' love me, some gon' hate me. And it all makes sense to me.
Yeah, look. Showed a lot of love but I ain't get it back.
Nah.
But it's all good, baby, Coma got my back. Yeah, I stay true through adversity. A on me, I'm a G, this bout to be a breeze. Big fella nice, gonna roll the dice. I gotta roll for keeps, this about my life. Yeah, I had to get it right, I finally seen the light. Yeah, hey, this ain't overnight, this happened over time. A product of the streets, they helped me navigate. OGs gave me game, keep my head on straight. Young boys mad at the recipe. A big mood as I laugh at the head of shit. Excellence you ain't seen before. RDB to let the haters know. And you're in a bag, I said it once before. And which way is down, I guess
stay
I'll never
down
know.
From the bottom, yeah. My yeah. Loyalty running deep, I know you gotta feel me. I put in work, what's the problem now? I don't owe you no favors. Nah. This my yeah. Life, I gotta make, yeah. Some gon' love me, some gon' hate me, and it all makes sense to me.
So makes sense.
Yeah.
Lean.
All makes sense.
Right.
To
lean.
All makes sense.
Right.
To me.
Right. Lean. Lean. Right.
Oh, oh,
right. Lean. Lean. Right. Lean. Right. Lean. Lean.
All makes sense to me.
Lean. Lean.
All makes sense to me.
Lean.
All makes sense to me. That it all makes sense.
Like I'm new to this. Castle breeds kings. Soldier Grand, hold it down. Rook and nine all the time. See, quite frankly, y'all niggas just coming off the porch. See, me and my niggas, we been outside.
I've been outside since 95, little nigga from Rugen 9, SE, that's where I stay, castle in my DNA, big bro, had me by his side when the streets got dark, issues got dealt with, throwing hands in a little bark, cause you couldn't be round, certain niggas till they saw what you bout, back before, niggas screaming gang, just for clout, that's the easy way to get your head cracked, cause a nigga nigga run up on you. Like, say what you said, scrap. I was trying to go. Always with a smoke boy, old enough to see crack babies turn to dope boys. If my homie get jumped, we don't hold a camera, I hold him down. We the niggas, your mama told you don't be around. I'm a prince and a soldier, bar set, stay on a mission. And nigga talking crazy, open his mind up, premonition. Mine was a sniper, I'm a son of gun that happened to rap. Of course I was outside, even grandma had the strap. Been bout it since the youngster, being real is all I know. All I know, some real niggas pour it out for the bros. For the blood by code, we don't hide, we get live. Nigga, we been outside. Bout it since the youngster, being real is all I know. All I know, some real niggas pour it out for the bros. For the blood by code, we don't hide, we get live. Nigga, we been outside. I've been outside since 95. Y'all niggas still on the couch in the streets, cause mama said don't run in and out of house. So we out here. You can't find me with a young vet. They taught me young, even in the summer. Don't let them see you sweat. Shit real, fuck around and get your shit peeled. But when chicks around, everybody should they lit. My block was a family, the village raised me. Product of my environment, my block made me wild and crazy. Thorough since fly, dude. All my niggas with this shit, disrespecting on fly shoot. Nice with the 1-2s and 40 at my back. Like, if you swing, I'ma follow up, and that's on the pack. That is facts. So jump, nigga, what? We'll do a nigga dirty, cause we came up in the mud. Born in GP, raised in SG. So no matter where I step, I'll always be ABE. Been bout it since the youngster, being real is all I know. All I know, some real niggas pour it out for the bros. For the blood by code, we don't hide, we get live. Nigga, we been outside. Bout it since the youngster, being real is all I know. All I know, some real niggas pour it out for the bros. For the blood by code, we don't hide, we get live. Nigga, we been outside.
From the era of the 5-4, the back, fuck trans police. We rode the bus dusty with no bus tags. Pills getting chewed like Skittles. Taste the rainbow, no gay intentions. My blade fetish made it interesting. Still catch the itch though. Bipolar, no diagnosis. Never been rich, but ain't no dying broke in. You out the square, counting me out. Your math basic pre-K. Swearing they got vision, never seen great. Who wanna steal your credit proper? Niggas who rather rap than be a father. Homeless roaches have a blunt and a bogey from being a cokehead. Catch them acting live on Skid Row. Getting over with 99 cent flows. Below average. In the rain with a snow jacket, selling DVDs like the time traveler, live from 05. Niggas ain't never been dope they whole lives. They shit sweating on mix, the same song with a producer that slit.
I just wanna smoke reefer with my peoples. I just wanna have drinks with my peoples. I just wanna get faded with my peeps.
Yo. 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 Somebody throwing a function. You know I'm pulling up with a couple of onions. Hey. It's no doubt we gonna get dusty. I'm Mr. Milky. If you knew me, you'd love me. Off that brown, aggressive like rugby. Yo. Off that green, I'm so possessive, ugly. Celebrate the wins, crack open the bubbly. To have lived in different eras, I feel like I'm lucky. Proud of my niggas, we made it through the muck beat. Can't touch me, I've been fresh. Eating crab cakes near Seaport with a chick. Look like Eva Mendez. Make a big mess in a dress. Off the first impress. Blowing big mota. I'm a perennial all-time smoke guy of the best greenery. Good people, good music, a joint, and some scenery. That's all I need.
I just wanna smoke reefer with my peoples. I just wanna have drinks with my peoples. I just wanna get faded with my peoples.
Yeah, slam me. Yeah, every day's a celebration, got a toast to life. Every choice is a gamble, gotta roll the dice. Don't be scared, you might lose, you might win though. I just wanna blow endo with my kinfo. Cause this is fam, Milky and Slam. Thanksgiving in the booth, yeah, I go ham. With the yams and the collard greens, and the pumpkin pie. On my star shit, never falling from the sky. Moving militant, something like Semper Fi. Me and my guys do it smooth like synthesized. Time to do it real big, never miss. I bought that battery pack, let's get energized. Cause we gon' blow some, yeah. And we gon' post some, yeah. And we gon' blow some, yeah. And we gon' post some,
yeah. Yo, I just wanna smoke reefer with my peoples. I just wanna have drinks with my peoples. I just wanna get faded,
yeah,
with my people.
Mm-hmm. I got you. Look. Silly me, I'm like Billy D. Oh my, O'Shea's in my drink. Fans on my feet. To be from California's a blessing, I feel. 10-2 on the wheel, step on the gas and it peels. Smoke some herb if you with me. I got a plug with the white boy. I'm getting quarters for the 60. Keep a heat under that hoodie. I'm an old school cat. I used to buy records to Sam Goody. So how could you blame the way I aim? The only thing better than consistent is something strange. Woo. Can't keep her little motto hands off me. Cause she drunk off Chris and mommy on E. You know I be ballin', ballin'. Steady traveling without Spalding, Spalding. You gotta add me to the recipe because you can't spell the West without the E. Wait.
Yo, I just wanna smoke reefer with my peoples. I just wanna have drinks with my peoples. I just wanna get faded with my peoples.
Hello, stranger. You should talk about Canaan Day. Some label saying we was next. I see she dubs hanging from her neck. Silly yes, but it kept her pens correct. Bars direct and flow on deck. Dreaming a tour. Six saying they loving our accent. It's sad now, we gotta speak about you in the past tense. Deny anger and bargaining. Yeah, I checked it, but I sit in depression because I refuse to accept it. That's the five stages. Got my mind racing, anxiety on 10. Think about ending it all, just see you again. But you'll say I'm bugging. Stop acting like a baby, nigga. But carrying the world without you feels crazy, nigga. Cause you the star. I just like hanging with my big cousin. Nobody believed in me except my big cousin. I believe you still do. Up in the clouds, watch me kill a 16. Looking so proud. Tell me, is you proud of me? When I win, do you scream loud for me? When I mess up, do you look down on me? Cause I just wanna make you proud of me. So tell me, is you proud of me? When I win, do you scream loud for me? When I mess up, do you look down on me? Cause I just wanna make you proud of me. Looking at this poster, rocking in my chair. Your presence, I'm aware. I can feel it in the air, cause I feel it on my arm, where my tat's at. Think about all the things we used to laugh at. Trying to honor you in every condition. Writing while my waterworks affected my vision. Thinking, how many times can say I miss you on the track? I want a performer, but I can't hold the tears back. But hearing your voice sound good over loudspeakers. My love for you had me about to smack a preacher. I was tight, but what you expect me to do? My papa, nigga, and that's partly because of you. Remember me, you know who? You might say I pulled off, rambling, handling the right way. When I see you again, a battle is past due. But one thing before, I gotta ask you. Tell me, is you proud of me? When I win, do you scream loud for me? When I mess up, do you look down on me? Cause I just wanna make you proud of me. So tell me, is you proud of me? When I win, do you scream loud for me? When I mess up, do you look down on me? Cause I just wanna make you proud of me.
Yo, what's happening? It's your boy Dope Ass Music. No S's, no C's. Mr. Googleable, Team No Filter, West Coast Bay Area Stand Up. You're now tuned into another episode, another rendition of the No Filter Radio Show right here on Grind Hard Radio. We're live on location at Slew the Dude's Mansion. So make sure y'all pour up, roll up, do whatever the hell y'all got to do so we can go ahead and get this show on the road. But shout out to my nigga Question. Fresh Air. Fresh Air was in the building. Fresh Air was definitely in the building, but now we're back to our regular scheduled lives. Shout out to everybody tuned in on the online. Shout out to everybody tuned in on the switchboards. You know what I mean? But yo, yeah. Sausalito season, no bad music. BMG, Bug Design.
I keep the booze through the city like I run it. Whiskey poop on the hunted. I'm tipsy, and when I'm ready, you better not run from it. I got that money on my mind. I ain't even been the Glock. If you ain't talking dollar signs, then I'm on to the next block. Game recognized, game let's win. I'm locked in. I don't do that jealous shit. Lead them haters in the wind. Put your ego in your pocket. Let's rock this bitch. I lift the team on my shoulders like Optimus. And then it's full steam ahead. Long as I'm rim spinning, I'ma eat some real fair. Blue nigga, ain't no pretend. Call the coroner, I'm killing the corners. You know I'm busy. Fornicator, a sinner. Born a sworn hitter. But right now, I'm just trying to ride with the top down. Put it in a mouth, let my cock drown.
and enjoy that California sunshine. Stay in your own lane and don't worry about
my old school candy coated scraper. I just wanna live life and stack a little paper. And I'm so right.
Till the motherfucking wheels explode. Until I'm still in my lids and clothes.
I'm in my old school candy coated scraper. I just wanna live life and stack a little paper.
Blow the whistle, hit the corner, man, I'm out here. Town fun, where I'm from, riding in the sunbeams. Pretty misses, what's the digits, where you going?
Where you going?
Hit me sliding in the right, extra shine, yeah, I'm on it. Belvedere in the cup, 15s in the trunk. An evil Honda stunt, shooting a piece for the love,
yeah.
Shooting dice for the dub, on the corner like some thugs. Parking lot like the club, international. That be the 20, E14, I'm from the town. You see how we get down, has the spot blowing pounds. You hearing how this sounds? That's that bass shit,
yeah.
That shit hella slap. That's that town biz, you know where it's at. Top down, been a clown's house, song, baby. Out living for the moment, easy does it, BMG. Another sunny day, welcome
I'm
to
in
the
my
bay.
Old school, candy coated scraper. I just wanna live life, just like a little paper.
I'm in my old school candy coated scraper. I just wanna live life and stack a little paper.
We in this BZ. Shout out to everybody. Hey, my nigga Crush is going, is live right now. Shout out to my nigga Crush. Hey, if y'all wanna go live, man, make sure y'all follow my man Crush. That's CRUSHDACAYATLYST. Y'all, all them letters.
You're doing it all the fuck wrong.
I don't. Nobody want to. You got some too many fucking C's in your name anyway. It should be Brush the Battleist. Brush the Battleist.
No.
Brush the Battleist.
Everybody is CRUSHDACAC. Now.
See, now you fucking up your own name.
My echo. It's CRUSHDACACALYST.
Nobody gonna remember that. Hey, we're gonna go ahead. We're gonna get the show started. The motherfucking host, who's not here, but he is the host of the Smoother Dude Lounge. Ladies and gentlemen, Smoother Dude.
Hey, mate. Y'all better not be fucking up my house over there, man. Y'all better not be fucking up my house. Hey, I'm watching the live. Crush, set that shit to the side so I can see dope, because that nigga be drinking out my liquor bottles or something, bro. Turn that shit to the side. Let me see, goddamn me. Fuck that.
I'm bullshitting, bro.
I'm bullshitting. I got that big gallon of that Ciroc left, though. Maybe you done tipped it over.
Oh, man, hold on.
Tip
hold,
it
forward
to my memory or something.
I shouldn't even say that.
Hey, man, it's your boy Smoother Dude, man. Y'all know what time it is. Fresh out fresh air. Fresh off the fresh jet. Smelling like fresh air. And my fresh charisma. And the fresh truck now. In OKC, man. We working. Y'all watching, man. What's good, Dope Crush? What it do?
Hey. Chilling. Okay, man, hold on. Wait. Let me see. I'm trying to find the gallon. Where'd you put the gallon at?
Oh, no, dude, don't open that gallon, bro. It's the last one, bro. I ain't playing, bro.
We ain't got, let me see, we ain't got no Jamesons. We ain't got nothing in here, boy.
All I got is
some peach iced tea, man. All I got is some peach iced tea. I can pretend like it's some alcohol, though.
Sober night. Not sophisticated night, sober night.
Yeah, shout out to the water. You don't need no more alcohol, Chris.
You don't need no more alcohol, my boy.
Hey, man, we're going to go ahead. We're going to bring on this person. I made a super quick incognito pull up to Fresh Air 2. Was acting super beige when they walked by me, but it's cool. Everybody, we got mail in the building.
I don't like your intro, Swimmy. We don't have to work on it. But what up, you guys? What up?
Yeah. Mel would have got a better intro if she wouldn't have been like, let me go ahead and pass this light-skinned nigga and get into this building. You know what I mean? But it's cool, though.
I'm focused on where I need to go. I don't be looking any kind of way.
It is okay. It is okay. Shout out to Mel. Mel is in the building. We got Crush in the building. Now, I don't understand where the fuck Question is, because Question ain't got, he ain't got to go to work. He ain't doing nothing. What you doing, Question?
I called him earlier, about 30 minutes ago. He was asleep. I'm going to text him.
He said he had to work at 1.
Then
what is he doing?
But it's cool. What is he doing?
What is he doing? Putting together boxes? What is he? They're trying to build a clubhouse? What the hell is he doing?
I talked to him when he was on his way to Houston.
Yeah, I can hear the live. No, my phone is off. I'm watching it, but I can't, like, the way my phone's set up, I can't hear my Instagram and the phone. Like, the live.
Anybody who's watching the live right now, say yes to y'all.
So, shout out to Fresh Air. Everybody's waiting to hear about what happened at Fresh Air. But I don't know, man. It kind of requires the actual person that put on the show to be here. And then where's Lynn at? Where the fuck Lynn at, man?
You should set it up, Crush, to show dope. Matter of fact, don't show dope.
Yeah. Don't show me.
Don't show dope, because all the ratings gonna fall off if you show dope. But I'm watching the live, though. I'm watching it, though. Because I don't want you niggas in my liquor cabinet, goddamn me.
Yeah. Shout out to the Miami Dolphins blanket. Shout out to the Miami Dolphins blanket.
See you, fam.
Hey, everybody, wave on the camera. Wave to Smooth on the camera, man. There we go. Hey, Smooth. Shout out to my nigga Smooth. Hey, man, we got Mr. Fresh Charisma in the building, curator, the administrator, and the illustrator, of Fresh Air. Ladies and gentlemen, Question.
Listen, man, it's the Fresh Prince of Quest Air.
That nigga sound like,
Like, I really did what I said I was going to do. You know, I came in there, and it's a big little homie Question. Like, I don't even know how to even do my intro with so elite. You know what I mean? Like, I came, I saw, I conquered. Like, now I see that y'all seen, because I think it. Like, I really, you know what I mean? Yeah, man.
It's on me.
Like,
look, I got you.
It's only
on me. It was a sophisticated night.
Come on,
our
man.
Our phones are bad.
Come on, man.
Look, I ain't even finished yet. You hear me? But I can stop, but I can keep going.
But you can keep going. It's all on me. It's all on me. Look, man. Get a win. You know what I mean? We're from nothing to something.
Come on. Hold up, man.
Hey,
spend your cashmere thought. Goddamn me. Hey,
come on.
I can still go. They witnessed your greatness. Motherfuckers had a reality check because they checked the knock in your speaker.
Hey, boy, come on, man.
Look, I ain't finished, bro. To whom it may concern, we took it there because you showed out and you talked to them. And after you left and went to Houston, and now they miss me.
Boy.
And it all makes sense to me. It all makes sense.
Oh, it all makes sense. Dope. You that nigga, gang. It all makes sense now, don't it? It all. That, what? It's only. Yes, sir.
Losing the win, baby. Losing the win. You know what? I feel bad because I even got that on the switchboard. I got to put that on the switchboard, man, because that is, you know, because sometimes you listen to people's catalog, right? And you always listening to the new stuff, and then you forget, like,
Hey, man, I say my old shit better than niggas' new shit? Quit playing with me.
Yeah. All right. Well, since we got a minute before we got to go into elaborate on the boring ass Fresh Air 2. Why don't you let everybody know about the album, though?
First of all, part of my plea, we finna get ready to do something real, real elite, real elaborate, you know, because I want people to know, really see, like, the detail that I put into this project, and niggas just got to really experience this the way that I want it to be experienced. So, we going to push it back only 2 weeks. So in 2 weeks, we coming back here. We having the album release party. And it's fucking up. Fourth quarter, Heart on My Sleeve. Now, for the gang, they gonna already know. They're going to see what I did. But for y'all... Yeah, y'all got to experience this the way that quit playing with me. Quit playing with me. We'll be back in 2 Mondays. Our release party.
Two release parties. I don't know. I might have to make a trip down to Houston for that one. I don't know.
Okay. I got the 2-bedroom. It's nothing.
If we going to do it and we going to play it, I just might have to make a trip down to Houston, though.
Hey, man. Whenever I and Ella. Hey,
cool. Ella, I got the whole thing moving. I got a bad bitch with me.
Hold Come on. Man. So, you know.
Yeah. Whenever we're in LA and Houston, but definitely not in Delaware. But we're gonna make our way to the East Coast eventually. I don't know when, but eventually we'll make it to the East Coast. Hopefully before winter, because I ain't got no coats for that side of the earth. Yeah, but after September it ain't.
Until October.
This nigga stick till October.
Vegas in September, though.
Vegas in September, though. Vegas.
Yeah, we definitely doing that.
Yeah. Make sure you start saving up the pennies for the Vegas trip. This is a Vegas trip. All right. So since we got question on the line, Quest, I need you to go ahead and because everybody's been DMing me all day. About are y'all gonna talk about Fresh Air? Because last time when we talked about Fresh Air, everybody, shout out to Lil Dope. Lil Dope was like, oh man, he was like, Fresh Air was this weekend, huh? He's like, yeah. He said, how was it? He actually asked about it because of his experience on the last one. So shout out to my kid, man, my kid. But my other kid went this time. Shout out to my other kid. But we gonna go ahead. Smooth Dude is going to talk about Fresh Air from his perspective. We're going to have Question talk about Fresh Air from his perspective. Mel wasn't there long enough to talk about Fresh Air from her perspective. So, shout out to Mel.
Thanks.
She love you, Mel. She love you, Mel. And then,
thanks.
Then, of course, Dope Ass Music is going, and, you know, the perspective that actually matters the most, my perspective. But we're going to go ahead.
So nobody give a fuck about my perspective.
Definitely don't care about your perspective, Fresh. I don't think you remember most of it. Now, you don't remember most of that. But we're going to start with my nigga Question. We need to go ahead.
Let's start with last, bro. Let Quest go last. You go first, though.
Oh, okay. Y'all want me to go first? All right, look. Check it out. All right, so this motherfucker Crush lands at the airport. Hey, we're going to start there. I'll start right there. This nigga lands at the airport. Now, he's supposed to be in at 9 o'clock. I'm an old nigga. I need my sleep.
First of all, I can't control weather or planes.
Man, niggas don't understand that, though.
No. He could have controlled flying on Spirit. He could have controlled flying on Spirit. That's what he could have controlled. I'm just saying. All right. So the plane was supposed to get here at 9:45. It's still cool. Smoother Dude was on the road. He couldn't be here. So as his brother, I had to take up the mantle. I go pick him up. But come to find out, 9:45, he ain't going to be there. 10:45, he's not going to be there. Motherfucker don't land until after 11 o'clock. Now, thank God I was in the Hyundai, because if I would have been in the Durango running the engine for 2 hours, I would have ran out of gas. But shout out to the Hyundai getting great gas money. So, boom. Now, he lands at 11. He doesn't come out the
11:44.
He doesn't come out the doors until 1 o'clock. You know why? Because he flew Spirit, and he couldn't find his luggage. So now, from now on, Crush is only allowed to fly Southwest. That's it. Fly Southwest. You can carry, well, you couldn't carry that shit on. You packed your whole life in that fucking suitcase. But, you know, you can at least put it on the carry, put it underneath the plane, and the plane will actually take off. All right, so boom. A nigga Smoother Dude, he pulls up with the big rig on Friday. Shout out to my nigga Smoother Dude, he pulls up on Friday. Yeah. Now we're formulating the plan, because originally I was gonna leave on Friday after work. But Smoother Dude, being the practical, logical, helpful brother that he was like, nah, dope. Let's leave at 4 o'clock in the morning. Now, me, being the lazy nigga that I am, I really didn't want to get up that early. But it's cool. So, I get up at 4 o'clock, go pick up Dub, shoot up here, come get Smooth and Fresh. We pack up in the Durango. We on our way. Now, shout out to the squad, because, you know, we're playing music. We're talking shit. We get there.
Can we talk about the flex of that trip now?
The flex. You mean going there?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, what was the flex on going there?
That we played nothing but the crew. No skips. No repeat. And just drove 4 hours jam.
We did do that. We played the crew. The No Filter boys.
Nothing but the crew.
Nothing but the crew.
Dub DeReno. Crush the Catalyst. Smooth the Dude, because Smooth was on some of the
Smooth was. And Question. For 4 hours, no repeats, no skips.
Quest, what'd you say about niggas having catalogs the other week?
Hey, man, niggas ain't got it.
Niggas ain't got it. Just check. It was beautiful. It was, the birds were chirping. The skies were blue. We're driving. And then we get to Little Rock about an hour before Question's graduation. Shout out to my nigga Question. He's a college graduate. Shout out to Question. He's a college graduate. See, if Smoother Dude was here, he would be on the sound effect. But hold on. I'm going to have to.
Yeah, you trash, bro. Hey, really? I could log in. Wait, hold up.
I'm just saying, Smoother Dude, good. All right, hold on. All right, there we go. Hold on. Bam. Yep.
No. Appreciate it.
College graduate. So first of all, we go to the Wendy's because niggas is hungry, right? We ain't ate. We're hungry. We go to the Wendy's. Now, we got one senior citizen on the cashier and at the window, and she's like, I'm not doing this shit. I need to go get high because I'm not for this shit today. So you going to leave us standing here at the cash register so you can go get high. But the other senior citizen was very pleasant, very helpful, very nice, and she was able to get us our breakfast food. Shout out to that. Niggas demolished it. I'm talking about, boy, we ate. Man, we ate. And then we made our way over to Quest's graduation. Now, mind you, the graduation was at the state fair. Smooth Dude has not been to the state fair since he was 16. His niggas be shooting over there. But Smooth Dude was like, you know what? For my nigga question, I'm going to the state fair. Bam. Right? Was it called Barton Stadium? Barton Stadium. So we're going to Barton Stadium where the state fair usually is held. All right. You wouldn't think that it was a fucking concert as long as these lines were to get into this fucking stadium. It was ridiculous. But we get in there, boom, boom, boom. The AC was working. Shout out to the AC working in the stadium because we did not know.
He was ACing.
The AC was ACing because, boy, if they would not have the AC working that day, the niggas' deodorants would have been testing the limits in that place, in that location. Lord Jesus. All right, so we get up there. Shout out to OGP. Well, I can't call him OGP because I'm actually older than him. But he's Smooth Dude's OG, so OGP. Shout out to OGP. OGP, he pulled up as well. So we're all sitting together, and we sit behind some white folks. Now, these have got to be the nicest white folks since I think that was Miracle Smooth. Remember the Miracle? Them white folks, those were nice white folks,
too. But you noticed they were from Arkansas, too, though, when we was all the way in California.
Yeah, they
were. Aww.
So we sat behind the white folks. They kept giving a whole bunch of speeches and talk about a whole bunch of shit that we really didn't give a fuck about. We really just came there to see Question walk across the stage. It took forever because his last name starts with an S. Took forever, and he got a degree that's on the other side of, you know, of the other, on the other side, right? So it wasn't one of the first degrees. It was like a degree that started with an S, and his last name started with an S. It was just a long ass wait to see this nigga Question get on the fucking stage, bro.
Relax, gang, relax.
But we were in a good view for him to see him just.
Yeah. We actually got on the right side to see him, right? We got on the right side to see him. Shout out to Smooth Dude with the Elite iPhone 15, right? So we was able to get some great pictures, great video of Question. And then when he finally got up there, he had on the pistachio almond Nikes walking across the stage. You know what I mean?
Had to.
Fresh braids.
Okay!
Had to, gang.
You know what I mean? Shout out to that. So, after we seen him walk across the stage, we scurried the fuck up out of there. Because we was not trying to be in all that traffic. And shout out to Smoothie Dude for helping the old white lady climb over the chairs. Because if that old lady would have fell, oh my God. Woo! It would have been all bad. Hey, and shout out to fucking And shout out to Merlin and the nigga that looked like a fucking episode of Dungeons and Dragons that was sitting behind us, bro.
He said Merlin.
Never mind who you thought I was. I'm Rick James, bitch.
This nigga had on a whole fucking Eldorf outfit on and fell asleep. No, I mean, casting spells in his dreams, bro. It was all bad, bro. But shout out to Merlin, nigga. That was the worst outfit I've ever. I can't believe. Shout out to Arkansas for having just a plethora, Now I know what y'all say. You say Arkansas ain't no. There is some voluptuous women in Arkansas. I ain't
gonna... Ho, ho, ho!
Now, they may be some of those, too. Because they a lot of, like, you might be kissing cousins with a lot of niggas, because there's only a handful to go around. But shout out to all the bad chicks that was getting degrees that day. Shout out to them.
Bro,
I was like, they must be all in this particular college, because I ain't never seen this college this many when I came out last time.
Look,
I was down there. I said, "Smooth, where the fuck did this come from?" Because I ain't seen them this whole time.
Oh man, they was high. They was like, "Oh, we was getting degrees."
Yeah, boy.
I ain't got a sound effect for that. I'm looking for it though, but I don't have.
Got to pay for that.
Oh, man. All right, so after that, brothers went to go, you know, we went to go check into the hotel. Shout out to the hotel. You know, shout out
now
to
we,
you know,
no,
hotel room.
No, wait. We went to Twin Peaks with P, and I had two shots and a beer.
I thought we went to Twin Peaks after I checked in.
No, we went before Twin Peaks first. Shout out to Dope, though. Dope was like our pops. Like, nigga, ain't no, I bet I'm feeding you niggas. Don't nobody ask you for no gas money. Nigga, we straight. smooth, shut the fuck up. I got this. Nigga, hey, shut the fuck up, Smooth. I got this. Eat some chicken, bitch. Drink a beer, bitch. Shut up, nigga. All right, Dope. You right, my nigga? I take a 32-ounce Bud Light. Thank you, sir. Yeah, you was like the pops of the trip, bro. Take care of
that.
You
didn't know where the fuck you were going.
Hey, I did not know where I was going, but I did want to make
sure. Why did y'all tell me shit?
That was my only discrepancy. Like, all right, Dope, where we? All right, Smooth, where we going? Nah, Smooth. Nah, here you go. Then you want to speed, taking off fast, out there, Smooth. Where we going? I'm like, bitch, yeah, slow down, like. But yeah, all right, continue, Dope. Love you,
boy. All right, so fact. So we go, shout out to Pete took us to Twin Peaks. There was a lot of twins that were peaking at Twin Peaks. There were a lot of twins that were peaking. And there was, hey. Now, imagine Hooters, but with women that actually got asses, right? So you go to Hooters, but these women got asses. Especially the one that Fresh damn near stepped on his tongue looking at one because the cheeks were cheeking.
Yo.
The cheeks were cheeking.
But you like that, damn.
Yeah,
that had to have been a light-skinned one, tall one.
No.
It was. She was light skinned, but she was short though.
Yeah,
she was short.
It had
the
baby hairs popping.
Yeah, the baby hairs was popping. The baby hairs.
No, Pete. Yeah. Not the one Pete knew. I think she was training, but I get. I'm sitting out of here.
Yeah. There was a dark skinned one, and then there was a light skinned one. And both of them. It's just the jean shorts did not do their booties justice. It kind of compressed them, so they didn't look at the way they were supposed to look. But that's some white people shit. They need to just go ahead and put on some boy shorts or something.
Some boy shorts?
If she had some boys, it would have been so much better. I might have even, instead of $5, I might have tipped $10. I might have put this.
Listen, I would have tipped her just.
Well, nigga, why you didn't tip nothing? Shit, got me tipping. Nigga, you could have still tipped $10 just for the show. That's what you could have tipped. You could have tipped $10 for the show. I paid for that water, Crush.
The water
wasn't free. Nah, it was free. Hey, man, shout out to that. So after we left Twin Peaks was peaking, we go ahead and, we stopped by Mama Washington's house. Shout out to Mama Washington. She was up, and she was actually going to make Smooth breakfast, but Smooth the Dude was like, nah, Mama. Go ahead. We gonna go ahead and just get some Wendy's. You don't have to make. Man, shout out to Mama Washington because Smooth's mom is the coolest mom.
Most pleasant.
I would say this about a lot of people's mamas because some of your mamas is trash. But every time I've met Mama Washington, she's just a genuine, caring soul. She don't play that dumb shit though, but she's a genuine caring soul. Man, shout out to Mama Washington because it was early and she still let us knock on the door and come inside. She didn't let Crush come inside because she don't like Crush, but she let me come inside because she likes me. All right. And shout out to Mama Washington was like, "You got another son? How many sons you got?" I only got two, Mama Washington. I only got two sons. Shout out to the men that got two sons in their lives. All right, so boom, we go to the hotel. If this is a local channel, right, this is my problem. As much money as I paid for this goddamn hotel room, I got an ironing board, and I got an iron. Shout out to these country-ass niggas that don't put water in the iron and get no steam. They're just ironing their shit hella dry and nasty and shit. I put water in it, but whatever. But we couldn't watch the game because the local channels looked like fucking old school cable, right? Like you had to fucking get a scrambler to watch the game on ABC. That was fucking ridiculous. And then they had me on hold for 7 minutes so I could complain about it, but there's nothing I could do. But shout out to them having the TV downstairs. I was able to watch the game downstairs. Shout out to that. Niggas came through with the fix. Niggas had the fix going on. Shout out to Crush with the fucking ensemble, the GOAT ensemble. I have never seen somebody rock brown the way Crush rocked brown.
Appreciate it.
If you gave me any other color on the whole fucking planet, brown would be right there with fucking Paisley.
But I put that shit on.
The nigga got an earth tone for real. It's fucking spring. This nigga wearing earth tones and shit. Nigga, that ain't awesome.
Never mind who you thought I was. I'm Rick James, bitch.
Man, all right, so boom, we get fresh. It's time to go, right? So we leave because we're trying to be a proactive, you know, and be like, look, we're not gonna show up like straight niggas, right? We're gonna get there a little bit early. You know, I was pawing the whole thing. You know, I'm trying to be productive, be on time, be early, not too early though, but just early enough to show our support. We pull up. Ain't no question. Ain't no ferocious. The doors was barely open. Right? So we sitting there waiting. Shout out to Question's location indicating that he was nowhere near the facility.
I didn't tell you, Quiz, after you got there because you was busy, and now is the perfect time on the air. Like, I'm the only one had your location, right? So I'm showing this. I'm like, this nigga at Party City? What this nigga doing, man? I'm like, hey, we looking at you going down the road and shit. I'm like, man, where this nigga at, man?
Man. I had to go get the balloon. Somebody else supposed to go get them shit. Sister's supposed to be there early.
Yeah.
It wasn't as bad as this first fresh air. Like, I was overly busy from the first fresh air. This one wasn't as bad.
So I literally told Smooth, I said, this nigga at Party City, I bet you this nigga going to get some fucking balloon. I literally said that to Smooth. Right? So, shout out to everybody pulling up, man. Everybody's pulling up. The Quest do have a professional photographer outside. Niggas is, it's kind of like it's like a family affair, right? Because if you was at the first fresh air, you already understand what the vibe is. So the second fresh air was just basically a fucking reunion of everybody coming back together. So shout out to that, everybody. We got to meet, Papa Fresh. Papa Fresh was in the building. Papa Fresh was in the building. And you can see where the eliteness it stems from, and just the fresh charisma was oozing off of Papa Fresh, man. Shout out to Papa Fresh. Papa Fresh was in the building. All right. So finally, Mr. DeLorean gets there. Now, mind you, if anybody knows Dope don't like running errands. I don't even like running errands for myself. But here comes this nigga Question. Look here, Dope, man. I need some plates and I need some cups. I'm like, what, you want me to DoorDash this shit or something? We're like, what you want? He was like, nah, I need you to go get it. Now, mind you, normally that would take a 20 to 25 minute lecture of why I'm not going to fucking do it. But because it was my nigga's event and I didn't want any more stress and I wanted the show to start and everybody have a good time, Dope Ass Music decided to go ahead and get some cups and some plates. But wait, there's more. Then this nigga Smooth said we need some fucking ice. All right, well, whatever, man. You know what? Fuck you, niggas. I'm going to go get the ice. I'm going to go get the cups. I'm going to get the plates. So I hop in the truck. I was at half a tank when I got to Little Rock. Now I'm at a quarter of a tank. And I'm fearing that, I'm going to have to put gas in this big motherfucker. I'm on a budget right now. So I'm trying to budget everything as much as I can. But anyway, me and Crush, we get in the truck. We get on the freeway. Apparently, Crush looked at a white boy a certain kind of way, and he felt some kind of way.
Oh, wait, that was you.
And so he seen the SRT in the back. He seen the 392 on the side. He had a souped-up RT truck, Froggy. So, I politely dusted him, waved at him while I dusted him, and then I got off the freeway. So shout-out to the quick 125 miles an hour and the quarter tank of gas that I had.
Look,
that was
look, that's why you ain't got no gas right there, bro, because you like to do all that dumb shit.
Look, this nigga keep on trying to blame this shit on me. I'm texting questions, making sure we got everything that we need. Next thing I know, I hear the engine revving.
Niggas, man.
Yeah, you fast, though. That's why you're fucking... You need gas, but we didn't put in on it, so it's cool, though. Do whatever you want to do, my nigga. Have at it.
Have at it. All right, so bet. So we come back with the ice and the cups and the plates. Shout out to Crush for buying the plates and the cup. And the fucking $7 bags of ice that I had to buy fucking to the light. Because they didn't have it at the Dollar General. I had to go to the gas station, and they wanted fucking $4 per bag. That's some bullshit. But whatever. All right, cool. So we get back. You know what this nigga question does? Hey, dope. Look. I need you to put some ice in people's buckets and cups. I didn't sign
First
up for
of all,
this shit.
I didn't tell you the cup. I told you the bucket. The cup came along with that. Well, continue. Continue.
All right, so boom, we got ice in the bucket. We got, people are coming in, they're getting seated. It's roughly about 7:30. The lights are going down. Slightly inebriated Smooth has started to show his head slightly. And then, all right, cool. But then it still hasn't started yet. So then finally it gets ready to start, right? Now, mind you, Dope-Ass Music is standing up because, I'm perfectly okay with standing up because it was a great event. Shout out to that. Shout out to Question with the greatest speech ever. For all you niggas that did not buy tickets but want to give me money right now, y'all can come in, but it's going to be get in where the fuck you fit in, and you got to bring your own bottle, allegedly.
Mm-hmm.
Allegedly.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so boom. Because it was packed. It was packed in there. Packed in there. All women taken on one side, all the single available chicks on the other side. And you just seen a plethora of niggas on this side of the room. just a plethora of niggas on this side of the room. All right, so cool. Shout out to my nigga Ace. My nigga Ace goes up there first. First of all, shout out to Hold Up, right? Hold Up with the jokes. Especially, look, for you niggas that are still listening to R. Kelly, just listen to that in the privacy of your own home. Don't let nobody know that you're listening to R. Kelly. We get it. Even though he wrote the music, thinking about fondling and taking advantage of 14 and 13-year-olds, it's okay. You can still listen. Just don't let nobody else know. All right, so shout out to Hold Up with the joke. Yes. I wasn't even going to say nothing about that, but okay. All right, so Ace come through. He got the jewels jeweling. Jewels were jeweling. The grill was shining. You know what I'm saying? The J's were J-ing. He performed my favorite song from him, Good Morning. Shout out to that. Shout out to the homie Stony Jackson. Stony came through there cooler than a motherfucking fan, cooler than the other side of the pillow. You know what I'm saying? Putting the slap. Shout out to Stony. Shout out to B-Mac, man. B-Mac.
Shout out to B-Mac.
B-Mac. B-Mac, we definitely need that your rendition of Come Through and Chill, and we definitely need
and we
that week see, bro, come on man, come on. I niggas was sick. Like I was looking at niggas a certain way. I'm like, wait, you don't know this song?
Yo, who did you know it?
There was like two people that wasn't singing the song, and I'm looking at them like, your parents didn't love you, huh? Your parents didn't love you. Like, y'all didn't have a radio at home? Or like, what the fuck, did you live in an igloo all your life? Like, how do you black me not know this song? But whatever. All right, so cool. So, this whole now, I'm going to tell you some of the intricacies that was going on this whole time. First of all, this is where Mel decided to come in. Shout out to Mel. Mel came in there. Doing the hobo shuffle. She was looking very, very elegant, very nice.
Yeah.
Shout out to Mel. And all of a sudden, niggas started to us when she came into the building. Niggas was all in Mel, boy. It was like she was a fucking ham sandwich. Niggas, I was like, God damn. But shout out to Smooth. Smooth made sure she was safe. Shout out to Smooth, dude. He's going to make sure that you're safe. If you're pretty yellow bone, pretty beige, if you're of any type of light skin ethnicity, Smoothie Dude will make sure that you are perfectly safe. Shout out to Smoothie Dude.
That's crazy.
You didn't keep it. We did.
Man, shout out to that, man. And then a little bit later, Lynn came through the building. Shout out to Lynn. Shout out to Lynn. Lynn came through the building. I don't know where the fuck you at, Lynn, but shout out to you for coming through. She sat by Crush. And shout out to Crush for sharing his Hennessy. Shout out to Crush for sharing the Hennessy with the team. He definitely should have been sharing more with Lynn, but, I mean, shout out for you sharing it with the team, but he definitely should have been sharing more with Lynn. But, hey. No, she didn't get what she wanted, but it's all right. We're gonna take you to homie court probably on the anniversary. Probably on the anniversary show. Anniversary show. You might have to go to homie court, bro. Oh, you might have to go to homie court.
There she goes. She in. There she goes.
Lynn.
Hi guys.
Yo.
Well, thank you guys.
Mel has been so quiet. We have not heard nothing from Mel this whole show, and we just want Mel to know that we still love her, even though she did
Don and Dash. Hell, ate real quick and shit. All right, I got it. Come on.
But shout out to that. But Lynn came through. Basically, Lynn said that Crush was being real stingy with his Hennessy. But it's cool.
Stingy with the Hennessy, dog. That whole film, bro. I ain't playing that place.
I never said that. I'm just lying.
I'm just saying. I think it was about a good hour had passed, and there was still over half a bottle. So I don't know.
Because I didn't have no mixer initially, and I'm not going to be drinking Hennessy straight in here. And this not the place for me to be acting up on no Hennessy, so I got to push myself.
It's the perfect place to act up on some Hennessy. You got Destiny driving you around. You're around niggas with statues. Like, it's the perfect time to be off the Hennessy.
Act
up, you can get smacked up. Hey,
absolutely not.
Hey, girl, shout it. Because I was definitely on my city boy shit. Quest had to relax.
No, y'all went to bed. Y'all left the show at
1:00. No, I'm not going to lie. I did. I had another objective. Moms, I came to see moms. I wanted to make sure I was coherent to go to church. So, no, you're right. I went home. You're right. I'm not even going to lie to you. I went home.
And I know Dope was ready to go lay his old self down, so shit.
I ain't going to lie. I went home. Yes, ma'am. I did. I ain't going
to I didn't have to make sure everybody. But we're right now we're just going to talk about from everybody's going to give their little perspective. I'm just saying about what I saw. But shout out to Lynn. Lynn had on the dress, had on the shoes, the nails was popping. Shout out to Lynn.
Thank you.
Yeah, yeah. Damn, man, the nails was popping. The dress was fitting. I'm just saying. Boy, I tell you, some niggas, man.
The dress was dripping.
Yeah, the dress was dressing like Thanksgiving. The dress was dressing.
But this is why we're going to – Homie Court, I don't know if it's going to be next show or the show after that, there's going to be some Homie Court, but it's cool. All right, so bet.
Homie Court.
Wait a minute. Homie, Crush going to Homie Court.
Mel got to go on Homie Court, too.
So it's a double?
Mel going to Homie Court.
Oh, yes. Listen, man, you got to.
Yeah. Yeah, and there is no representation from the long way. Y'all got to get your own representation.
I'm actually on the prosecution this time. I ain't defending nobody. I ain't defending shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he actually prosecuting this time. Dick D. Longway. Richard Dick D. Longway.
At your service.
So I don't...
Thank you.
Oh, hell no. He's going to get you a state prosecutor.
Hell no. I'm never the public defender. Always the Jewish boy.
Yeah.
Thank you. The glove don't fit.
If the glove don't fit, that means I didn't kill that dude. Alright, so boom. We get there. It is now after B-Mac question. You couldn't tell me that this nigga didn't have the Liberace tape on when he came out. This nigga just came walking like his shoes was not just a limited edition pistachio almond color.
Definitely one of one.
The nigga's walkout was colder than fucking penguins in Antarctica during breeding season. I'm telling you, it was cold.
Motherfucking cold. That boy, he a penguin. Yes, sir.
The boy.
Oh, you want to talk?
Like, nobody shoved the question in me. How the aesthetic? Like, it gave real, stupid, sexy, tiny death vibe. It was just...
Brush, get close to the mic.
Yeah, you gotta get close to it. Yeah, you gotta get closer. Crush way over there on the other side of the fucking room.
I had text that nigga that to get closer to you. I thought I did.
Well, don't get too close to me, Crush.
But shout out to you for setting up that fire ass ambiance. That's something that inspires. Like, that is definitely something that inspires.
Ice motherfucking cold. That boy, he a penguin.
Mm-hmm. All right, so bet. This nigga come out. The band is banding. Now, if I ever, if my dad had any type of musical inclination in his life, I would definitely want to play. You know, I definitely would want my dad to be, you know, in the show. But shout out to Quest Pop for, you know, saying, doing the Carlos Santana, the Sheila E., the motherfucking,
yes, all of the above,
he was on
times two.
All the above, times two.
Yes.
No
yes,
rehearsal,
sir.
Just elite necessity on the drums.
You could tell that's Question Pop. You could tell it run in the family. Cause that nigga chose just no rehearsing, no nothing. Just come out adding his added flavor to it with the motherfucking chimes and some more shit. That nigga had the motherfucking cowbell. That nigga had the tambourine with the congas. Like, yeah. Shout out to Question Pop, man. That nigga, yeah, man. All right, go ahead, Dope. My bad. I just put my two cents. Because I ain't going to be as elaborate as you, but I'm giving my part on y'all part, on my part. So, yeah, bro.
Yeah, fact. All right, so, boom. Quest is up there. Smooth and Dude, what was the first song that Mr. DeLorean did? What was the first song?
Wishing. My shit.
No,
Cashmere
Thought. Cashmere Thought was the first song I did.
Okay. My bad. So you should, my bad. Don't beat me up,
Because the reason why I asked Smooth because that is, there's almost four of Smooth's favorite songs Question performed that night, right? So we got Wishing. He did do Wishing. He did do Cashmere's Thought. Now, I think the live rendition of Losing the Wind made me appreciate the song. And then when he elaborated at the very end of what he had to go through in order to make the music, it just made everything make more sense, right? So the band was banding. The bass guitar was throbbing the whole place. Like, it was just the bass guitar was just the drums was drumming, you know what I mean? Shout out to Broadway, man. Shout out to Clips. Clips was in the building. Clips is a smooth motherfucker, man. Shout out to Clips, man. Clips is a smooth motherfucker, man. Shout out to Clips. Clips is a smooth motherfucker. Shout out to Pharoah, man. Yeah. Pharoah's over there three part harmonizing on niggas. Shout out to Pharoah.
On the sideline, though. On the sideline, though. Yes, sir.
Pharoah, man. Shout out to Pharoah. Man, it was a great experience. And the craziest thing is listening to people that knew the song, right? But the final song, which was Now I See, part two. Gotta make sure you say part two, though.
Yeah, we gotta say
part two. When everybody was doing the you seen Question's face, the nigga damn near teared up because niggas was really, like, we love this nigga and we love this nigga music. You know what I mean? And to have a room full of people appreciate and value and just remind you why you wake up in the morning and you do this shit and you take so much time and why you took all these losses in your life just to get to this fucking point. Shout out to my nigga Question.
That overdose.
That deserves a hand clap.
What's
the thing about the spit, though? We all knew them by heart. He could just sit there and just watch the crowd.
Yeah, and when he held the mic out, though, and niggas was just, bruh.
Yeah.
It was a vibe.
Definitely was a vibe.
It was such a vibe. All right. So now,
all that to say, fucking congratulations.
All right. So shout out to Question for having all the albums on the walls and niggas stealing the albums.
I had to get that just reminder, though. I had to. Fuck it.
Yeah, niggas definitely took the album.
Man, so, you know, I had to get my fresh dope. He had to get the Blue Flame. Yeah. So shout out to that. And so after it's done, right, niggas wrapped up hella fucking quick. If you've never seen, niggas was like, y'all got to get the fuck up out of here, man. Get the fuck up out of here. They wrapped up the kitchen. They wrapped up everything, man. Shout out to the champagne rooms. Shout out to the champagne room. And then shout out to Drunk Smooth and Drunk Crush. Shout out to Drunk Smooth and Drunk Crush. All right. So we're getting ready to leave. Now, mind you, I'm still in Papa Dope mode, right? I got three niggas I'm responsible for, right? All these niggas are drunk.
Thank
all
you
these
too,
niggas
bro.
Are
Thank
drunk. Dub's the only one that's not giving me no problems. The one I'm expecting to give me problems, he's not giving me no problems. So I finally wrangle up. It's like fucking wrangling wet cats trying to get these niggas in the car, right?
Damn,
so
not wet cats, bro.
So I get Smooth in the car. I get Dub in the car. This nigga Crutch going with Lynn. Now, here's the problem. We're supposed to be going to the Waffle House.
We were.
Now, here's the problem. Y'all picked a Waffle House about 20 miles away from Smooter Dude's house, Mama House, and the hotel. Now, if y'all to pick one in that direction, once again, that's because Crusher was drunk, right? That's why we're going to hold him in. Homie Court is coming for Crush. Because he was drunk and he didn't know where the hotel was. He didn't know the name of the hotel. You're going to Homie Court. But it's cool. All right, so boom. If you've never rode with Drunk Smoother Dude, if Drunk Smoother Dude is not driving and if he's in the backseat, he is the worst backseat driver you will ever know in life.
Oh, my God.
Now, if he's driving drunk, allegedly, that nigga's great.
Allegedly.
Nigga great.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. I was saying allegedly. Allegedly. But if he's not driving and he's drunk, that nigga gonna get on your fucking nerves, man. Goddamn. I couldn't get this nigga to his mama house fast enough. Finally, the nigga Smooth said, you know what? No, fuck you. I'm getting out your truck. I don't want to be in your truck no more because you're not listening to me.
That nigga so ignoring me, man. I'm like, okay, bet, bro. You right. All right,
man. Oh, shoot. Shout out to me having the GPS on, and I was able to get back to Mama Washington's house with the minimum input from Smoothie Dude because, boy, that's it, boy. But I love my nigga. Shout out to my nigga. I got my nigga to his mom's house safely. Shout out to Smoother Dude for going with his mom early, too. The nigga was drunk and got up early to go to church with his mama. That's how much he loved his mama. If it was one of us, that nigga would have still been asleep about 1 o'clock in the afternoon. But for his mama, he got up and he went to church at 8 o'clock in the morning, man. Shout out to this nigga Smoother Dude, bro.
Right. And I always love my mama. She's my favorite
my
girl.
Oh my goodness.
You only get one, girl.
Man,
all right, go
that.
Ahead, dope.
That was a long ass synopsis. Like, how are we all gonna give our synopsis?
No,
y'all probably good.
Y'all
gonna show though. All I'm saying is this is a nigga show.
Quick,
so I ain't really mad at it.
I was thinking weak while Liv was making me. So yeah.
We're taking you to Homie Court. We're taking you to Homie Court. Anyway, go ahead. What you want to say, Smooth?
No, I was going to say, I ain't mad at your long synopsis because it's your show, bro.
For sure. And it was great. It was a great synopsis.
Yeah, actually it was. For it to be a dope-ass synopsis. But dope is always technical, so I ain't even mad at it, bro. Go ahead, dope.
For sure.
All right, so boom. Drop off Smooth. Now I'm heading. I got Dub. Me and Dub, we're heading to the hotel room. This nigga Dub is drunk. I'm not carrying his big-ass niggas upstairs. So shout out to him for being able to maintain his own weight, get up into the elevator, got in the couch bed, and went to sleep. That nigga's head hit the pillow, and he was out. Shout out to that. Here's where shit goes awry.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
Here's where shit goes awry. No, no, we definitely. Show, I gotta give the synopsis.
No, hey, look.
I got.
Well, I was gonna say synopsis, not too much, because we're taking them to home court.
Yeah, 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 because we're taking them to home court. We're taking them to home court. So, but I'm gonna give them my synopsis. All right, so boom. All I know is somewhere at around, I think 1 o'clock.
Oh, yeah, I was. Deep
I get a call. Yeah, Smooth was asleep. Dub was asleep. I get a call at 1 o'clock. Hey, Dope. I'm outside the hotel. What the fuck are you doing outside the hotel?
Now I got to intervene. As he get a call, outside saying, I'm outside, I pick up my phone, look at the text message, walk outside of where I'm at, and this nigga ain't where I thought he was. Then I get a phone call immediately from Dope. And Dope said, Quest, what the fuck? I'm like, what the fuck do you mean, what the fuck? Then, as I get a phone call from Dope, as he's saying, what the fuck is Crush? I say, nigga, why you not outside? He said, that was 15 minutes ago. I'm at the hotel. I say, Dope, I say, Crush, why the fuck you didn't knock on the door, bro? I don't know. I say, man, why the fuck you didn't knock on the door? I gave you the address, gang. You seen all the cars outside, bro. He's like, yeah, you're right. Bitch, I know I'm right. So why you did knock on the door? Anyway, continue.
Home record next week.
Yes.
How you evidence? Matter of fact, I might be the judge. Since I was asleep, I think I'm going to be the judge. I'm turning. Y'all got to get y'all own lawyer. I think I'm the judge, though, if that's cool with y'all.
Hey, I'm prosecuting this nigga. I'm prosecuting you to the full extent of the law, Crush. I'm letting you know right now. I'm the judge.
Yeah.
I'm
definitely the judge.
Yeah. All right, so boom. Now, Drunk Crush gets to my room.
Then we got to get our shit together.
Right? I got this nigga Drunk Crush in my room. Now, Crush, what does Crush do? I'm going to make myself a little pallet in this chair and fall asleep. I'm like, Crush, if you fall off that chair, you're going to fucking kill yourself, bruh. Go ahead and get in my bed. No Diddy. I wasn't in the bed no more. I done got dressed. I let this drunk nigga get in my bed. And guess what Dope had to do? Dope was getting ready to sleep in the truck. But shout out to my
Look,
homie Quest.
Now, hold up. I'm intervening again. I'm intervening. This nigga called me, said, he pissed. His exact words, I am pissed. I say, what for? This nigga Crush, man. I said, what happened?
That what you said, though.
He said this nigga Crush, man. I say, man, what happened? He said, no, relax. Hold on, relax. You can't say no right now. No, you can't say that right now, bro. Home record now. Yeah, home record.
No,
this nigga say,
hey, look, bro,
this
you need to say your evidence, Crush, and your rebuttals, and
yeah,
all your...
Yeah, say your... Yeah, save all that shit for next week,
yeah,
gang.
Save
we don't want to hear this right now.
Next week, gang.
Yeah, we don't want to hear this.
Your good evidence, bro, your knockout evidence, like the glove don't fit, you must have quit. All them punchlines, you probably need to save the next week, my boy. Save it.
Yeah, because all the rest of the shit, we don't want to hear this shit, gang. So, boom, this nigga say, this nigga Crush, man. He said, bro, I'm finna sleep in the truck. I say, nigga, no, the fuck you not. I say, bro, I'm finna give you the address. I'm finna send you the crib where this nigga was supposed to come. When you get here, just come in. He said, all right, bet. So, nigga get over there to the crib. He sits, he walks right in. He knocks two knocks and walks right in, which in my mind, I'm thinking, Crush was going to do the same exact thing that Dope did. The two knocks and open the door. That's what niggas do. So, boom. Now, if you don't do this, I gave these same instructions to my homegirl, Tasha. Tasha did the same exact thing. Two knocks and then walk in. It was just that simple. So, two different people did the same exact thing, and this nigga Crush didn't do that shit. All right, continue. Go, Dope.
All right, so, boom. I get over to the homie. We got the Airbnb. All I know is I'm not going to say about nothing what happened with Quest, right? Because Quest was questing. And it was elite questing.
Man, I was cool.
Elite questing was in the building, right? Elite Quest was in the building. All right.
That was funny.
The homies was over there. Tasha was over there. Shout out to Dub. I said, Dub, I don't even know why you didn't shoot your shot when you was there.
Wait.
This nigga over here scared
Wait.
To pull the trigger, but maybe because he was drunk. But I'm like, nigga, you're 6'4", 260, and you're my kid. You, like, are the you're perfect to snatch up
mm-hmm.
hella hoes. Well, okay, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
All right, fine. Do what you do. All right, so bet. Now, it's about 2 o'clock in the morning. A nigga tired. Nigga tired. So Quest was nice enough to hand me a blanket. Now, mind you, it wasn't the thickest blanket, but it had some sufficient, you know, coverage.
What?
But they had the fucking AC on Igloo, right? Nigga can see his fucking breath in the house.
Yeah, it was,
I'm like,
it was,
oh,
it was
my
frosty.
God. And I was sleeping on a pleather couch. So
it
a nigga
frosty.
Felt like a fucking fruit roll-up laying on the couch. You know when you wake up at, you know, about 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning because you got to go pee? All right, so I'm pissing icicles in the fucking bathroom because it's so fucking cold. This nigga Quest is all in the bed, all comfortable, under blankets, being all warm and shit. You know what I mean? I'm over here freezing my ass off. I'm a little nigga. I got fucking clothes on and shit. But the shenanigans did not stop right there, right?
They
so
did not.
Wake up. Shout out to the other homies in the house. We had a great conversation about holding accountability on women. We had a whole gang truce in there because I did have to apologize for throwing Big B's at Big B's at sis.
He definitely
Super
did. He definitely
was
do be
super hard all night.
She had the red D hat on. Like, there is no way on earth that I would think that a Crip would put on a red hat with a B on it.
It was for me, G. It was for me. It was for me. It was for me.
And we're not in Cali. It's not Cali.
But she was from Cali, though. She was from
True.
Cali. Yes.
And he's from Cali, so they both was banging.
And I'm from Cali.
They both
were
banging.
We were banging on
right,
banging.
I didn't know people still, you know what, mind my business. Don't make my politics.
Yeah. All right, so, Ben, so we got sausage muffins with no egg, no cheese, right? We got hash browns. We eating. We chopping it up. Niggas taking shots. We getting blowed. It was a great. And then me and Quest was out there. We was talking about life, man, and, you know, spending time with your brothers alone. Like, sometimes I spend time with my nigga Quest alone. Sometimes I spend time with my bro Smooth alone. And then sometimes that's when we get some of the most meaningful conversations. But for the past 2 weeks while Smooth has been here, you know, I've been making sure my bro is good. We've been having our conversations, man. Sometimes you guys just check on your bro, man. For shit show. All right, so I had to peace out Quest because niggas was trying to get on the fucking road, bruh. Ball, bruh, nigga. This nigga Smooth was like, I go to Smooth to go pick him up. He was like, yo, I got to shoot a deuce, and I want to spend some more time with my mama. So you need to go to the hotel and go get Dub and Crush, and then come back and get me. I called Dub and Crush. These motherfuckers is still asleep. It's damn near 12 o'clock in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
No, nigga, no, the fuck it wasn't. I called Dub at 11. You weren't even up. That nigga had to wake you up.
Yeah, it was about 11 something when you was pulled up to my mama's house the first time.
Yeah, bro. Yeah, you was there. Nah, nigga, checkout's at 12, nigga. I was there right before checkout, nigga. I was there. It's 8 minutes away from Smooth's mama house. It took me 8 minutes to get to y'all. So, yeah, bet. All right, so bet. I get Crush. I get Dub. We make sure nothing's in the room. Then I go back. We get Smooth. Shout out to my nigga Smooth. Shout out to Mama Washington. Mama Washington. She gave the nigga Smooth a pizza cutter. Gave him some a scarf to make sure he stays warm in the summertime. Mama Washington was making sure that her baby was great and gave him a whole six pack of toilet paper, man. Only a mother's love can think about giving you a six-pack of toilet paper. Man, shout out to Mama Washington, right? So we pack up.
For sure. The greatest.
Gas is in the car. She's the greatest. And we're gone. We're on our way back to Dallas. Right? All right, cool.
You want to talk about it?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you got to talk about it. All right, so, now mind you, dope-ass music is not a reckless driver when on the freeway. Right, I got people I'm responsible for, so I got to make sure I'm at least a responsible driver. There was a state trooper on the side of the road. Now, mind you, when I passed by the state trooper, you can't see nothing about no fucking license plate. The nigga seen the white state trooper seen four niggas in a $80,000 truck and jumped. I mean, that nigga pulled out so quick, nigga, you could have thought that the bitch was going to get pregnant. That's how quick this nigga pulled out. He gets behind us. He goes around us, gets in front of us. I'm like, well, fuck you, white cop. I go around the cop, flip him off, keep going, and then he gets behind us one more time. He hits the red. He hits the berries and cherries. All right, so I pull over. Now, mind you, I'm respectful when it comes to the law enforcement. Oh, it's better to obey and comply. It's better to obey and comply. But I did have questions. Even though there was no question in the car, I had questions. So I'm like, hey, what did I do? He's like, your California tags are expired. I'm giving the nice version. So I'm giving a nice version.
I bet.
I'm giving a nice version. He said, your California tags are expired. I said, is that against the law in Arkansas? He was like, well, yeah. That's why I pulled you over. So mind you, there was niggas doing 90 miles an hour, but he wanted to focus on the niggas doing 70 miles an hour with expired tags. Okay. Seems logical to me, but all right, whatever. So then he was like, hey, you got a license? Well, sure I do, officer. Here you go. Do you have insurance? I don't know. I don't know if there's insurance. I'm assuming so. I mean, it's a fucking $80,000 vehicle. I'm pretty sure, you know, there's full coverage on it. But I ain't got it on me. Now, you could have put a lump of coal in Precious sphincter. And it would have turned into a diamond as tense as he was at this moment. Now, allegedly, we were riding dirty. I had forgot to the point that we were riding dirty, allegedly, because I didn't like the fact that the white cop pulled me over simply for the fact that he seen four niggas in an SUV. I didn't like it. I felt some kind of way about it. But in the meantime, while me giving a difficult time, Smoothie Dude is cutting his – I can feel Smoothie Dude's eyeballs in my neck, burning a hole in my neck, right? This nigga Dub hasn't breathed for 6 minutes, but he's trying to hold his breath because he don't want to say nothing to the –
And I'm just trying to remember whose number I know by heart. Call me the devil.
Now, mind you, dope-ass music will always – now, when it comes to the law – I know a little bit about the law, right? I know a little bit because, you know a little bit about the law. But I do know that California is one of the only states where you cannot get any driver information from the state of California, right? So you can't just hit a computer and pull up names and registrations. You can't do that in California, right? All right, so cool. So I knew the only thing that at the most he could do is give me a citation. And really, it's not even worth it because the citation is fucking $25 if it's within 6 months. Now, after 6 months, they can tow your shit. But within the first 6 months, all they're going to do is give you a fixing ticket for $25. That's the most. It's not really worth it. He gives me my license back. I'm not going to give you a citation, but just tell him, shut the fuck up, flip him off, we take off. Right? So then we got a tsunami once we hit fucking Texarkana. If anybody don't know, there's a Texarkana, Arkansas, and there's a Texarkana, Texas. I didn't know that. I was yesterday years old when I found that out. So shout out to Smoothie Dude, who traveled to all 48 states in the continental United States. So he was very much aware. Got off on exit 201 so we can go to Wendy's. Shout out to the fucking 70-year-old woman with the BBL. I don't understand why you would wait till you're 70 years old to get a fucking BBL, but hey, you look like a fucking ant, or you look like a wasp. You look more like a wasp than you did a fucking anything. And then you did not look like a capital P. You look like a fucking wasp because your booty was drooping. You look like a treble clef, actually, or a clef note. Yeah, a clef note. All right, so cool. Shout out to Smoothie Dude for paying for my burger. Shout out to Smoothie Dude for paying for my burger. I think he hit the lotto that day. I think he got like a scratcher, and he was like, "Hey, you know what, dope? I'm gonna go ahead and spend this on you. My little scratcher I want." Shout out to Smoothie Dude. There was 29 accidents on the way to fucking Dallas because niggas in Texas can't drive in the rain and they can't merge. So it took an extra hour to get home than it should have because it was fucking raining. And that was it. That was the synopsis of Fresh Air 2. Now, next Monday, we are holding homie court, so there has been some information we could not divulge about Fresh Air 2. So if you want to know more in-depth information about Fresh Air 2, it will be all discovery will be displayed in homie court next week.
Glenn, I'm going to have to call me in like an hour.
Don't call in now. Don't call in now. When you're supposed to have been calling her, you wasn't calling her.
Glenn, I'm going to need you to call me in like an hour so we can...
Now this nigga want to strategize. Now the nigga want to strategize.
So we can get our tape together.
You should have been strategizing that night. Now you nigga want to coordinate and shit. All right, man. Hey, so we're going to go ahead and let Smoothie Dude. We might do a little bit of overtime, and the reason why we might do a little bit of overtime is because, number one, Crush is leaving tomorrow, right? So Crush is leaving tomorrow, so I'm kicking it with my bro tonight. And then also, so make sure everybody can get whatever synopsis they want to get in there. Smoothie Dude, go ahead and give your additional synopsis.
I ain't going to be long like you, but I appreciate your lengthiness because you basically cover all angles. I'm just basically going to say it was good to see my nigga in his element, doing his thing, performing. That nigga was waltzing from side to side like a true artist. That damn me, it was good. And my nigga went out with a bang. Seeing my nigga walk across this stage, you know what I'm talking about? I had my cheerleader hat on, man, yelling and shit in the white folks' ear at the fucking, what's called it, but they was cool. I was like, yeah, I'm going to cheer for your people too. What's her name? And she walked across, and I cheered for them, they folks too. So, we was crunk for them. Good to see my nigga in his element, man. You know, wasted smooth, always in the building, in effect. Good to see a lot of my Lil Rock people. It's always good going home. Shout out to Bobo, came through with the herbal essence. Goddamn me, you know. Sip the Deuce in the room, you know what I'm saying? And we just was in the element with my... I always like being with my people that I love and care about. All four artists did their thing. And one thing you did not talk about, dope, that I'm put my two cent in. Shout out to that caterer, bro, because that shit, I don't know what that shit was, bro, but
oh, yeah.
Nigga, them wings with that motherfucking pasta shit with the chicken and the... And that, man, I don't know, bro. That shit was... That shit was my boy.
Fucking bone.
You got to go close to the dope, fam.
Yeah,
what do you say?
Those wings are falling off the phone.
Yes, sir. But all in all, bro, great experience. Fresh Air 3, all I'm going to say is going to be bigger. Y'all take it how y'all want to take it. Fresh Air 3 is definitely going to be bigger. On the same scale musically for Shit Show, but it's going to be bigger, goddammit. So y'all stay tuned. Quest, I'm proud of you, bro. You already transitioned. Goddammit, you was in your first Houston rain, what is tsunami, your first Texas tsunami today, power going out and shit, and some more shit, but goddamn me, well, Texas, my boy.
Yes, sir.
I'm asking my
Mel or Lynn, did y'all want to say anything?
Lynn gone. She Texas, she had to go.
She's still here.
Back in. Are
you back?
Yeah. She's back. She back in. but she might be putting some old people to sleep. So we're gonna just go ahead. We're gonna go to Mel. Mel, you got anything you want to say?
She just takes. She got to handle something.
I want to say that y'all throwing a lot of shade today.
Now you planted the tree, though, Thug. You planted the tree, Thug.
I didn't plant the tree. I expected to go in and just sneak in real quick, catch a couple of songs that Michael was doing, and then go back to the house with my son because he was home by himself. So, but I enjoyed seeing you guys in person and vibing out, and I definitely would have loved to be there the whole time to support and show love the way I really wanted to. So, yeah.
Man, shout out to that. All right, shout out to that. All right. Quest.
Yes.
What you got, Quest?
What question?
Man.
And then I thought we were going to quiz later.
We're not doing questions. We're going to do his synopsis probably on homie court. He going to give his whole rendition on homie court.
All right. Say your testimony, Crush.
I don't like this.
Yeah, I'm just saying, but. You're going to have to give an account of event in homie court. And so we're going to go ahead. We're going to go to Mr. DeLorean.
Because Judge Big Willie, I'm going to think of my name.
Big Willie Washington.
Yes, sir. That's it. Judge Willie Washington. Yes, sir. Yep. Judge Willie Washington presiding next week.
So,
really,
man,
you always come with your plans.
This weekend was just really a real testament to, like, if you put in the work, dog, you get the result that you really work for. You know, it let me know that a lot of people really, really watch me. Like, they really watching. They really trying to see. They really want to be invested. They want to be involved. And some people just don't know how to. Like, this weekend made me really understand it. Right. I didn't really get too drunk or no shit like that, obviously, because I was on the business side of shit, too, other than just being an artist. But I really appreciate the people that showed up and showed out for the kids. You know, for graduation, for the concert, for doing, you know, extra shit that asked me to do when I needed to, and not give me no lip back, because that nigga dope normally would have talked shit, but he didn't do it. I appreciate it. Everybody came through. It really was just a real dope experience. And shout out to Dope again for the following morning. Because he definitely got on my ass. He definitely talked bad to me in my face, but it was a great talk bad to me. So it was super dope just to really have them conversations that we had with, you know, Yay and Lonnie plus Dope. And then, man, it was just great that everybody really came out. I couldn't have written a better story for, you know, how I came and left Little Rock. It was still crazy to really understand. And I remember when I first moved back, Smooth said, nigga, don't be get complacent. It's people that had no idea that I was back. Still, like, they was finding out that I was there as long as I was at the concert. It's like, nigga, how long you been back? They thought I just got back. Nigga, I've been here 3 years, gang. He said, nigga, you've been moving silent. So,
like,
that just let me know that, you know, you can move a certain way and still have that essence of mystique that you want to keep you know, as an artist and an entrepreneur and shit like that. But the whole thing was beautiful. My pops played in the band. My mom was there. My aunt was there. My brother was there.
a family was there. I couldn't ask for a better situation. You know, there wasn't no fights. Niggas was drunk. Like, it was beautiful, you know. Shout out to everybody who just came through and showed their face. Y'all didn't have to, but y'all did. And until Fresh Air 3, you know, until Fresh Air 3, we're going to figure that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, I'm just saying, bro. It was a wonderful time. I'm glad that I went. I'm always gonna go. Shout out to Quest for inspiring my kid, man. Now you got my kid wanting to do one, man. Shout out to that, man. That's what we're supposed to do, man. We're supposed to inspire and aspire, be great. So shout out to that. Man, so another wonderful Fresh Air 2. We got through all the synopsis before the fucking final hour. Man, this is a great show, man. Shout out to that.
Lynn back. Let's talk to Lynn.
All right. Go ahead, Lynn.
What I need to say? What we talk about? Hold on.
Are you just giving your synopsis of Fresh Air?
Fresh Air? Oh, man, it was wonderful. Like, I had a really good time. Really, really good time. I was pleasantly surprised by Quest's stage presence because I'm learning his music, if you could say that, and his journey through music and stuff, and I didn't know, like, the showmanship was to that level already. Where it need, you know, it could, you know, every, it's always room for improvement, but I didn't know it was there, like, there. So, definitely a big up to that. Loved, like, every song. Like, I know all the words to the song. Like, I'm a fan. Like, okay. So, definitely had a good time. Definitely had a good time. Was a great show.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, shit. I guess since we done got all of our synopsis in, we can go ahead and give our shouts out. I'm going to go ahead and start with the motherfucking man of the hour, Mr. DeLorean Life. Go ahead and give your shouts out.
Shout out to Fresh Air, too. Everybody who showed up. Shout out to Ferocious for opening the doors to his new venue. I was the first to do a venue at his venue, so that's just monumental in itself. Shout out to the gang, man. I couldn't be able to see without y'all. I truly appreciate everybody showing up and showing out and just following in line and, you know, keeping that shit elite. Yeah, man. Heart on my sleeve coming in 2 weeks. We're going to get that out to the good. I ain't even got much to say, but thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. It's only.
It's solo K.
It's solo K. Man. All right, we're going to go ahead and let Mel give her shouts out. Go ahead, Mel, give your shouts out.
Y'all, hey, look, no, wait. Y'all still owe us that show, too. So, like, I guess after first week of June, matter of fact, y'all got time to get together. First week of June, ladies, I need y'all to let us know so we can get the bottled water. Chris still got the bottled waters. Refrigerator back in Delaware.
Definitely, we'll definitely be ready.
But go ahead, Mel. I'm sorry for interrupting you. Don't be Mel, Mom.
I would never not admit to it on the show anyway.
I'm sorry.
See, that's what I'm talking about. Don't ask, don't tell. Yeah, don't know. Don't let the left hand know what the right hand doing.
No face, no cake. You feel me?
Yeah.
But thank y'all for having me on the show. It's been an honor and a pleasure. And yeah, that's pretty much it for me.
The show. Lynn, go ahead and give me a shout out.
Shout out to you guys. Definitely shout out to Fresh Air. It was nice actually meeting y'all, putting faces to the voices this weekend. Shout out to everybody that's listening. You guys can go follow me on my TikTok, follow my Instagram, and follow my Twitter. You guys have a good night.
Chris, hold on. Let me pull Chris. Hold on. Let me let Chris.
No, I'm here.
Hey, Chris, go ahead. Give your shout out, Chris.
Shout out to the whole gang and everything. Shout out to Fresh Air. Shout out to Quest and everything. Fire. Shout out to my whole trip here and everything. I'm gonna need my Lynn as my counsel. I'm gonna need to talk to in about your earliest convenience so we can get our cake together. if I don't have you, I might be going to jail. So yeah, I'm gonna need you. But shout out to the whole team and everything. It was a momentous occasion. Y'all are finding me everywhere. Facebook, Twitter, iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, TikTok, everything. Crush the Catalyst. C-R-U-S-H-B-A-C-A-T-A-L-Y-S. Y'all know what it is. Cold World all day. Shadow E all day. Elite Enterprises. We in this bitch. Gang.
Already, man. Hey, next week, Mel, I'm going to need you. You know what I'm saying? You're going to be my little, what is it called? The lady that be typing for the judge to take notes, set the graph. What is it? What are they calling, folks? Dope. Come on with the word, man.
It's a stenographer.
Yeah. I know you hear me talking, fam. Come on, man. Yeah, you supposed to be my right-hand man. Mel, I'm going to need you to be my steth. Yeah, that word dope just said. Next yeah. week, judge.
For the whole thing?
Well, no, I mean, not literally taking notes, but if I need you to be paying attention just in case we got to run something back. Somebody might say something, and I'll be like, hey, you know, I need, what did they say? And you'll just repeat it for me. That's all.
Okay, I got you.
For clarification. Uh-huh. Next week, it will be Judge Big Willie Washington, presiding. Yeah, Big Willie Washington, why? Yes, sir. Crush, I don't know. I'm going to get y'all shit together because dope is not playing, bro. You already know how that nigga get down. But now, y'all know what time it is, man. Fresh Air was a success, man. Man, I don't really got too much shape, man. Y'all pray for me. I'm on the way back to Dallas with my load. Yeah, we working. Y'all watching, man. Smoothie Dude on every social site, man. Yeah.
You back coming back to Dallas now? On the way?
No. No, I ain't gonna lie, fam. I'm out here working, bro.
Got you.
Getting it, bro.
I feel you,
bro. Hey, man. I want to shout that these lines was lit today. Shout out to everybody that tuned in online. Shout out to everybody tuned in on the switchboard. We appreciate y'all. I want to thank the Lord upstairs for allowing me the opportunity to be able to make it to Fresh Air this year. Money was tight, but we still made it. Shout out to Quest for giving us a place for us to come, a festival that we can look forward to every year. And then shout out to my kid for coming with me. It was a great experience. I got to take both my sons to Fresh Air. So shout out to that. And then shout out for me being able to hang out with my bros, man. Sometimes you got to, you know, you need that. You need, you know, road trips, getaways. So, you know, my last one was with Smooth for his birthday. This one was with Quest. Next one is for me. We going to Vegas.
Yes, sir. We're going to Vegas, baby.
We're going to Vegas. Yo.
Vegas, baby.
I don't know. We might not be able to talk about that one, so you might want to pay attention to either Smooth stories or Question stories because Inebriated Dope gonna be in the building, and we know what happened when Inebriated Dope get in the building.
And I don't care who the rental, who getting the rental dope. You ain't driving, cause I don't know. You ain't driving. Cause you like to be hot when we hot allegedly. Nope, I'm driving. Matter of fact, Vegas Bay Driver. I'm gonna put it in the airport. Now, matter of fact, never mind. I got us though. Don't worry about it.
we get
chauffeured though. God damn it.
We get chauffeured. Yeah. All right, man. Hey. In 2 weeks, we're gonna have the listening party for Heart of My Sleeve. We also, I think that's going to, damn. So, we got to have Homie Court. Homie Court might be the anniversary show too, because the trial of Carter Blue was on one of the anniversary shows. So, yeah. So we might just do that, man. We might do that. But yeah, for sure. Hey man, it's about to be lit. We out of here, man. I'm about to go ahead and hang out with Crush for a little bit, and then I'm gonna take my ass home, cause you know nigga gotta go to work tomorrow. I love y'all, man. We out of here.